This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Top negotiators in U.S. Congress have sealed a deal on an almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package. Lawmakers announced the agreement on Sunday after days of negotiations. The agreement would establish a temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefit and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, along with a fresh round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses and funding for schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction. The final agreement was reached after a dispute over Federal Reserve emergency powers was resolved by the Senate's top Democrat and a senior conservative Republican. The House is expected to vote on the legislation on Monday. Moderna Incorporated and its partners have started distributing their COVID-19 vaccine in the United States. It's the second one approved for emergency use in the U.S. Shipments began leaving warehouses early Sunday for healthcare facilities around the country. The United States leads the world with 17.6 million cases of COVID-19 and more than 316,000 deaths. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday approved Moderna for emergency use. Earlier this month, it approved a vaccine produced by Pfizer-BioNTech for emergency use. And between the two vaccines, the government is expecting to deliver 20 million doses to the states by the first week of January. An expert committee has put people 75 and older and essential workers like firefighters, teachers, and grocery store workers next in line for the vaccine. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says initial shots have gone so far to about 556,000 Americans. From Washington, D.C., you're listening.